It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool exited the Champions League with a 0-0 draw at Anfield against Real Madrid, 3-1 on aggregate as we know. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Paul Cope, Sean Rogers for this one. And we're going to look at what the implications might be a little bit more sort of mid to long term if there are any. But we'll start where we always start, Neil, and we need to look at the lineup with Liverpool, what they did. And a lot of chat around pre-game, what they would do, particularly with the midfield three and the front three. As it is, there's no Thiago in either leg, and there's no Thiago from the start in the last three. Potentially there that he's carrying something, do you think? And then there's also the Jota thing on top of that. That decision is also one that the manager had to make with a view to how the game might pan out.
He might be carrying something, but he might not be. It could be, you know, really just purely tactical. From the point of view of the manager. I think, being fair, if it is the manager's point of view, may well be that Milner has played his way in across these last sort of across these last couple of games in a number of different ways. And I think if it is tactical again, and same with Jota, I think there is an element where he feels he's going to need all 90 of the minutes to get what he requires. I think he... There's a part of me that wants this Liverpool team to be able to roll back and play as it did against AS Roma in the running of the 17-18 season, but I don't feel it's necessarily got that in its back pocket at the moment. And there's, as ever, positives and negatives to that, because that team is capable of getting beat an awful lot. Now, this one is as well, but it obviously to the heart of the defence question too. So I think that's what's in his mindset. Regardless of which way Thiago is on it, I feel as though he feels he's quite happy to be able to have the changes to make in a positive way to affect it. And I think he wants a very specific thing early from Liverpool with reference to the intensity. And what I think is really interesting around the selection and around the way in which the game plays out and around the subs and around the changes is I actually think, insofar as you ever can be when you don't get the result you want, I think he's vindicated in the selection. I think there's questions around the subs, but I think he's vindicated in the selection. The manager can't kick it in the goal. He can get you to the point that you can kick it in the goal, or to the point just before the point where you can kick it in the goal, depending on what your outlook is, but he can't kick it in the goal. And I think that Liverpool spend a remarkable amount of time around and in the Real Madrid penalty area in that first period. So I think from the manager's point of view, he picks his players. His players, broadly speaking, do what he'd like them to do, with the exception of kicking it in the goal. And so, yeah, we can talk about the subs in a minute, and we can talk about the way that game changes, and we can maybe even talk about half-time. But for the manager picks an 11, and in every regard other than the finishing, I think he's vindicated by what that 11 do on the pitch.
It's important, Cope, in a situation like this, if you're him, not to at any point reflect someone who is in any kind of state of panic. And that, like I say, needs to be present in him throughout the evening, but none more so than I guess what he does with the lineup and how he approaches it. And look, you can make the argument that, you know, one man's panic is another man's bold. But at the same time, he, like Neil says, he can only ask them to do what he can get them to do pre-game, and then the rest is for them. And I agree with Neil. I think he's vindicated by how they play, how they attack, verse 20 in particular, as we'll come to. But they just don't do the thing of putting it in the net.
Yeah, I think if you're rating your manager's performance, which we very rarely do, actually, do we? Players get assessed every game. We never give the manager a number. I think on starting lineup, setup, approach to the game, he's right up there, isn't he? He's got it nailed. And then, as Neil said, we'll come on to later. I just think he gets the shift completely wrong for me. Like the how do we step this up if we need to? Just goes off. I think that first. We'll get into the details of all of this and how good Madrid are actually at taking the sting out of games in very particular ways, in very particular points throughout the 90. But it comes down to something we often talk about, and people, I've said this so many times in the past, people don't really like, is moments. Moments in games and fine margins. And at the end of the day, you say to everyone before that game, well, two different things really, both ends of the from kickoff to subs. If you say to everyone before the game, we're going to set up like this, Mo Salah's going to have a chance right in the middle of the goal, in the middle of the penalty area after 2 minutes. You happy with that? Like, you're messing. Who gets to have the chance? Mo Salah. Yeah, we'll take that. And then I even made a note at like on 70 minutes. If before the game you'd have said to me, I'll give you 0-0 on 70 minutes with these benches, I'd have taken that as well. Not in the context of the game, because on 70 I'm thinking, God, we should have scored three by now. But before the game, I'd have said, yeah, I take both of those things. I take the performance. I take the way we got into it. I take even, you know, putting Milner into that game and what he did within a minute. You take that. Absolutely set the tone, exactly what you need. And sometimes it just doesn't go the way you want it to go.